Hey, this time Monday morning on Joe and Mackenzie, it'll be a Murder Monday. If you like true crime, well, this is the place to be. As a matter of fact, go to joemackenzie.com and you can catch up on all of the old Murder Mondays that you might have missed. Right now, though, it's time for Freak Show Friday.
What was this?
She's a very freaky girl.
Woo!
She's
so hot.
Strange, or you got something you think is a little freaky about yourself, or at least people say, man, it's kind of freaky, Mackenzie. Why are you doing that?
This is a doozy, I tell you what, this one.
Then we definitely want to talk to you for Freak Show Friday. 833-563-2539 is how you can get on for that. You can also slide into our DMs. It is Radio Now. I'm sorry, whoa, bringing out the old one. It is Joe and Mackenzie.
Where am I?
Rico.
Who am I?
Rico, what's going on this morning, man?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So why are you on today for Freak Show Friday?
All right, this is the thing. I kind of started this weird thing recently. It all started when I was at my ex-girlfriend's parents' house. They had, like, a hot tub there. And, I was in a hot tub, chilling. And I saw this perfect circled filter, You know how the water goes down, like all the water was getting like sucked up in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like the jet?
It's to keep it clean, Mackenzie. Like a pool has a filter too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just had the urge, to stick, little Rico in there, put it like that.
Hold on. You did what?
Little Rico.
Yeah, I had the urge, to put it down there. I mean, to be honest, it felt so good and satisfying. I was like, this is a different kind of feeling. Like, it was,
Where was everybody else when you were in the hot tub? This is your girlfriend's parents' house?
Yeah, it got stuck in there.
And Little Rico got stuck?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's family had to actually help me get it out, pull me out. That's actually the reason we broke up.
Well,
she didn't get it.
Why did she think you were cheating on her with the hot tub? I mean, I'm trying to understand this.
It's embarrassing.
I don't know. I guess she didn't understand. She didn't get it.
If I bring my man, my boyfriend, to my parents' house and he sticks his little mini in the hot tub jet.
It was a filter.
It was a filter,
not the jet, the filter.
It's like, oh, we really approve of the young man you brought home to meet us. Not.
Nah, I don't think it was that bad, though. If she would have understood, it would have worked out a little better. But, from that day, it was like, now I can't stop sticking it into things. Like, this past weekend, me and my friends, we went to the pumpkin patch. And I told them I was going to use the bathroom real quick. I took a pumpkin with me.
No!
They didn't know. I cut a hole in it and stuck my member right into it. I could feel the pumpkin, like the guts and all the, the little seeds in it.
Pumpkins are gross. If you ever carve a pumpkin, it's wet and slimy and cold and gooey.
You are traumatizing me. I'm just going to go to a pumpkin patch this weekend.
You're not carving anything this weekend.
I mean, for the record, it was slimy and cold, but it was definitely satisfying. Definitely.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Rico, do you guys do other, is this a specific thing to you or do guys in general do this? Like, have you guys ever tried to do this with anything
When I was younger, I might have tried to put it in something, but like.
Like what?
It doesn't matter. The point being is like, as an adult man, no, there's other things to do. But when you're younger, you experiment. But Rico's an adult man. I don't understand this.
But what is it with a dude that's like, sees something and is like, it'd fit in there?
Well, I don't.
That's so crazy.
I think Rico might be on his own. Like, this might be a little freaky of a thing. But I'm not trying to judge. I'm trying to understand, Rico.
It's like, it's a different kind of feeling. It's satisfying, I mean, to be honest, I didn't think I would like it either until, the hot tub moment happened. That's what changed everything. From there, I tried a little bit of everything. I've done it with CDs.
Wait, hold on. CDs?
Holes and pillows.
CDs.
Yes.
I'll be honest. The Lord didn't bless me necessarily, but a CD even is kind of small for me. I don't understand. I don't understand how that works, but okay, what else?
You got to make it happen sometimes. I cut holes in pillows. You know, I take the, because in my office, they keep hummus, you know, in the break room. You know, I took the hummus from the break room a few times to the bathroom, did a little bit of dipping.
Oh, my.
Did a little bit of what?
Someone didn't even get to have their lunch that day because of you, Rico.
I think they'll be fine, though, you know.
Wow.
You know, I named myself, Ding Dong Dipper.
Oh, my God, Rico. You're a Ding Dong Dipper.
Wow. Yeah.
Like Ding Dong Ditcher.
You are one of a kind, Rico.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, you should try it out sometime, guys. Real tough. You should try it. Like, I tried guacamole. That's great. Yogurt is great. I tried salsa. Salsa is horrible.
No. No way,
don't never, man. Never try salsa. Don't
avoid the hot sauce.
Avoid acidity. In general, don't be putting your junk into things in general. But, I mean, who would even think salsa would be satisfying?
It was worth a try. It was worth a try. It just didn't work out. It didn't work out.
So are you in a relationship right now, Rico?
Nah, to be honest, I'm trying to find someone, you know, that understands, you know, like a female that's a freak like me that can understand.
Do you think you would keep this up? Like if you met someone and you were in like a, you know, intimate relationship, would you still be going to the pumpkin patch?
Yeah, because see, I actually thought about it. I was like, you know, because I use donuts, like, weekly. Like, that's, like, the average. I was thinking, like, I could have somebody help hold the donuts for me.
Donuts. He said plural.
Yeah, no. I get a dozen. I get a dozen every week.
A dozen?
Hold on.
But not all at once.
Yeah, not all. They all don't go on there.
No.
You have these guys feeling inferior, Rico.
I'm like, I could do about 2 donuts, maybe 3. You guys got a dozen donuts? Dang.
Yeah, it's because, Joe, you ate the other 8.
That's what it is. Hey, pork chops ate 8 before, too. That's totally different.
Well, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
I'm dying.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, usually with donuts, like, I would get different flavors. You know how you could mix and match the box up.
So, that's crazy. You know, Rico, what's your next conquest? Or I'm just kind of scared to ask. What's the next thing you're going after?
I mean, the next thing I'm going after pretty much is I'm trying to get, you know, a female that's going to help me, you know. And that understands, you know, a freak like me. So, you know, if anyone out there, you know, you're interested, you can check me out on Instagram. My Instagram is at Rico.
No. Rico.
Free plug, no.
Listen, first of all, you sound like pork chops. Second, I don't even want to know what's on that Instagram. So,
you're right.
Dude, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday.
I would say that's
freaky, buddy.
Thank you. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I love that he's just so chill.
Yeah, he's like, man, I'll tell you what. Wait till Thanksgiving comes around and there's an apple pie and a turkey on the table.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving. Ooh, that's stuffing, isn't it?
No.
All right. That is Freak Show Friday.
That was freaky.
You ever want to be on? Hit us up.
I don't know if you could top that, though.
It's not about topping. It's about being your true self. Radio... God. Joe and Mackenzie, just hit us up, okay? I'm trying to awkwardly get out of this. Hey, can we talk about Pork Chop? I know we've been doing a lot lately, but here's what's going on. I found out Pork Chop from his new boyfriend, which if you're just tuning in, he has a boyfriend. We'll explain that. Pork Chop cannot do one of the simplest things in the world. Like, I think almost anybody, like, I think your daughter who's 9 probably knows how to do this.
She does.
But Pork Chop does not. It just blew my mind. And if you want to call in too, we're not going to make fun of you. We're just going to laugh with you. What's a simple thing that you just do not know how to do? 833-563-2539.
We will not judge. No shame in this game.